My initial thoughts are that food banks are a sign of a failing safety net. That the growth in need for families to seek assistance from food banks as a result of their falling living standards, as a result of rising inflation, speak to broader problems within our political economy. And I think it's a challenge for the left because on the one hand, I think we regard them as a sign of a failure of public policy. On the other hand, we are rightly full of admiration for the volunteers and groups and faith-based groups who provide these kind of absolutely vital resources. So there is a degree of ambivalence, I think, about many of us on the left as to how to think about food banks.
Obviously, from a historical perspective, you know, obviously the faith groups and church groups that have been involved in, say, the anti-slavery movement, the Victorian philanthropists and various things. Does that inspire you? Does that help you to? Do you think that they can complement what the Labour Party is doing, or do you think that hinders that?
I think this is one of the interesting divisions in the history of the labour movement, because on the one hand there is this great tradition of civil society groups fighting nationally and internationally, and we can look at the Friendly Societies, and we can look at Mechanics Institutes, or we can look here in Stoke-on-Trent at the campaign for the abolition of trade in slaves. But on the other hand, the great settlement of 1945 in the welfare state was to seek to abolish that kind of patchwork provision for a universal provision with the state stepping in. I think that kind of era of total state provision has now faded away, and these groups have re-emerged to fill the vacuum. And the Labour Party doesn't have that tradition of faith anymore. And so trying to understand the motivations and the institutions behind it is a more difficult ask.
Do you think that the sort of the Christian socialist movements and that play a part now in the Labour Party? Because obviously, like you say, they've moved away pretty much from that kind of thing. Because obviously, we live in a society where a lot of people would like to see more tolerance towards different faiths and different groups. Do you think that still has a place?
Not enough of a place. It is not as powerful as it was. The great non-conformist tradition within the labour movement is not nearly as powerful as it once was. There are certain politicians within the Labour Party, whether it's David Blunkett or David Lammy, even Tessa Jowell, actually, Jack Straw, and Stephen Timms, actually, who's a Methodist lay preacher. There are still elements of that connection, but if you look at the history of the labour movement and that great connection which it had with the non-conformist tradition, that isn't there nearly to the same degree anymore.
Thank you very much, Tristram. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for that.
No problem.
It's nice to do.